Hello, everybody. Your girl is back. Yes. I told you guys that I will be coming back to start my podcast again. I know I've been gone for a year or less or more. I'm so sorry. I do apologize. I got extremely busy with a lot of things going on and I needed to just take a break and focus on what exactly I was trying to do. I'm done now. Not 100%, but I've taken care of a lot of things. So I promise I am back. And we're gonna be doing the same thing I was doing previously, where once every week I will be dropping a podcast. And what I wanted to do this year's podcast is to really, really get you guys involved. I have asked some friends, family, to hey guys, throw me some topics that you like for me to talk about in my podcast, while I also talk about the ones that I want to talk about as well. But I wanted to get you guys more involved in this podcast this year. I have gotten so many topics, and some of those topics I'm not going to be able to talk about in my podcast. And some I absolutely will. Some of them were shocking. Some of them I was like, it's about to go down in 2022, okay? So please, one of the things that I want to encourage you guys to do, if you want to keep up with Stella's podcast, please subscribe, okay? It really doesn't take you to do anything. I am on multiple platforms, so if you're on Spotify, you can just subscribe. If you're on Apple Podcast, I would later on make a list of all the platforms that I am. I'm also on Google. If you Google Stella, Who Is She? Podcast, it's going to pull up and you're able to listen to it. I'm on Anchor, name it, okay? So let's go ahead and get right into this podcast for today. Today I'm going to talk about two different things, okay? This is one of the first things that I wanted to personally talk in my podcast before I actually start incorporating other people's topic. And this is definitely, I feel like everybody can relate to this because we're all going through this right now. Some of us are currently going through this right now, and some of us have experienced some of this in the past. Some of us have moved on, just different things. But it's just how do we deal with situations or things like this? If you guys don't know, my podcast is all about life situations, real things going on presently in our life, and it could be about anything, literally anything, okay? So one of the things that I wanted to talk about is the fact that a lot of times, we are, and as I speak to you right now, I know you who is currently listening to this podcast, I know you're currently dealing with some kind of problem or the other, something is going on right now. You're going through something, you're facing problems, you're facing difficulties. Something right now is dealing with you. But let me let you know, or let me have you think about this the other way around, okay? Because what I'm trying to do with myself this year, and also trying to share with my whoever is in my circle, is make sure that whatever it is that is going on with you negatively, how can you think about it in a positive way? Try as much as possible to always think about it in a positive light, okay? Just God is about light, Satan is about darkness. So when something is not going right, how can we look at it in a positive way, right? So if you're actually dealing with something right now, you're facing difficulty, I want you to know at the back of your mind that problem is actually definitely teaching you how to get a solution to solve that problem. Yeah, you heard that right. Let me repeat that again. What you're dealing with right now, it's actually teaching you how to solve that problem. I know, right? I know. Think about it for a second. We are made in God's image. And as long as we have faith and trust in God, whatever it is that we place our minds to do, we definitely absolutely take care of it, right? Exactly. We 100% do that. So as a result of that, we always find ourselves in some kind of problem, difficulty, and hard time, and some way or the other, we're able to pull ourselves out of that situation. Like, I know we can all start listing about all the problems, all the tribulations, all the trials that we've dealt with and handled in the past, and we've moved past it, and we've all learned one thing or the other from that. And then when that stuff repeats itself again, when that problem comes, we actually know how to handle it. It's no longer, oh my God, what am I gonna do? You know, we're not in that situation anymore. Have you guys noticed that? Yes, it's true. It does happen, because that's what we're supposed to learn from that. That's what we're supposed to learn out of that. And then the other part that I wanted to talk about is, I know there's always this part of us sometimes that feel like, you know, we've been abandoned, or that somebody abandoned us. It could be our friend, it could be our family, it could be our colleague, it could be our best friend, it could be relative, it could be anybody. Listen, when someone abandons you, I want you to think about the fact that that person is actually teaching you how to stand firm on your own without them. They're teaching you how to stand firm on your own without them. Think about it. Those people who abandoned you right now, who abandoned you like whenever, years ago, are you dead? Did you die? Were you hurt? Absolutely. But did you die? No. Are you okay? Are you feeling good? Did you get over it? Did you dealt with that situation? Absolutely. You know, sometimes in life, there are people around us that we feel like we can't do without. And the moment they're no longer in our lives, we realize that, oh my gosh, I definitely, absolutely can do without that person. And sometimes it can even mean things a little bit different. So with that being said, I want you to think about it in that manner, in that situation, in that circumstances, that whenever you are actually dealing with something like that, to please remind yourself that you are not alone. You will leave, you'll be fine, move on, because life goes on, okay? And there's so many other things that you need to like think about in those situations and circumstances, okay? Now let's talk a little bit more about this. Listen, guys, in life, we often encounter situations that test our strength and the ability for us to actually adapt to situations, circumstances, or whatnot. You know, so there are two significant aspects of this journey. They are the lessons we learn from abandonment and the challenges we face. So rather than viewing these things as solely negative, it's actually important for us to recognize them as opportunities for personal growth and self-discovery. Think about it, guys. When someone you trust abandons you, whether it's been a friend, a partner, a colleague, it can feel like the ground beneath you have just like literally shifted. The pain of abandonment is so deep and real. But despite all of the hurt, lies, and the valuable lessons, the importance of standing on your own is so important. This experience actually teaches you to be self-reliant, very independent, and the strength to literally navigate life uncertainties without relying solely on any other person for support. Like, the moment you actually start thinking about things like that, you realize that you really don't need nobody to get things done. You don't. Learning to stand on your own after being abandoned is a transformative process, okay? It forces you to tap into your inner, reserved Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I just realized that I have been talking this whole time, and it's not recording. My apologies. Let me... Oh, my God. I've been gone for so long that this whole thing feels so weird. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let me repeat myself, okay? So, it actually forces you to tap into your inner reserves of strength and your resilience. This actually helps you to discover your capabilities and your potential. Literally. When you grab hold of this experience as a teacher, guys, do you know you can actually be a very strong person? More self-assured? And better equipped to face any future challenges. Like, listen, what doesn't kill you makes you what? Stronger. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. The same thing applies as well. When faced with problems or obstacles, it is easy to feel very overwhelmed and defeated. Like, oh my God, my life is literally over right now. Okay, I can't do this. I'm just done. Life is difficult. I've done everything I can, but I just not working, you know? You feel defeated a whole lot of time. However, remember, every problem presents an opportunity for growth and learning. Listen, it does. Challenges are not roadblocks, but stepping stones to parts to personal development and success. Listen, the process of finding solutions to problems teaches you valuable lessons, valuable skills, such as things like problem solving, critical thinking, creativity, and being able to persevere during trials and tribulations, guys. Each challenge that you overcome strengthens your resilience, and it equips you with all the tools that you need to tackle any future obstacles with confidence and determination. You're just going to be like, whoa! Where did all that strength come from? Where did all those feelings come from? You know, so grabbing hold of those problems as teachers of solutions actually empowers you to approach difficulty with a different mindset, with a positive one. Instead of being always like intimidated whenever, you know, you're facing challenges, you can actually view them as opportunity for growth and self-improvement. Literally. So when you think about it, by reframing your perspective, you can actually turn setbacks into stepping stones towards personal and professional development. So listen, guys, abandonment and challenges are things that you absolutely do not need to fear. It's normal for you to feel however you're allowed to feel however way you want to feel. No one can tell you how to feel. Nobody should absolutely tell you how to feel. However, I don't want you to be scared. I want you to actually take advantage of those situations and circumstances. Take it as a teacher, like a valuable teacher that will teach you the ways of life. This literally offers self-discovery. There's a lot of things about ourselves that we don't know we don't know how capable we are able to deal with those situations, how we react to circumstances until things happen and we deal with it, and then we realize that, oh my God, where did I even get this strength from? Where did this come from? Wow, I overcome that? How? Every of these things, it's an opportunity for us to always grow. Personal growth. And how to deal with difficulty. And the fact that when those things happen, don't just sit your behind over there. Get up, stand on your feet and make sure you're finding solutions to these problems. Nobody's coming to help you. Nobody's coming to save you. Always remember that at the back of your mind. When you have problems, think about dealing with it first. Don't be lazy about taking care of your own problems. Don't run to everybody else about your problems. It's not their problem. Try to deal with it first. And when you feel like you've done everything you can and nothing is just falling in place, then seek for help. Maybe someone can provide a different way of actually approaching that situation and circumstances. And help in life doesn't necessarily have to be financially. It could be a word of advice. It could just be showing up. It could be a phone call. It could be a text. It could be anything. There are different ways of providing solution. So by learning to stand up on your feet yourself and finding solution to problems, you can actually cultivate inner strength, confidence. And whatever it is that you need to thrive in the face of any adversity. Like, there are people out there that are going through so much that you have no idea. But the way they deal with it, when you hear their problems, you are shocked. Because sometimes we feel like we have the biggest problem on earth. We're going through the most. Wait till you hear somebody else's problem and you just hush because you're like, yo, how do you do it? How are you dealing with it? How are you putting all of this together? You act like nothing is going on. I can't even tell anything's going on with you. Yes, because these people, they've learned how to deal with problems. They don't panic. They don't get scared. They are professionals. They are subject matter experts. Bring anything to them. They know how to handle it. Now, the question you need to ask yourself is, are you that person or are you not? If you're not, try to walk your way up to be that kind of a person that you're able to handle whatever comes your way. Because there's a saying, God is never going to let you go through more than what you cannot handle, honey. So whatever you're dealing with, he knows you can handle it. If not, he's not going to let you go through more than what you can handle. Alrighty, guys. That is the end of my podcast today. I wanted to make sure I keep it under 20 minutes. Please listen to this podcast whenever you can. Share with friends, family. If you feel like this was a good podcast, I would really appreciate that. And on the podcast, you are able to, you know, throw your comments on the podcast, questions and all of that stuff. I hope this conversation was somewhat helpful, was somewhat beneficial. And if you feel like it's not beneficial to you, that's okay. Share it to who you feel like can literally help learn or, you know, take something out of this, okay? We don't stop learning. We're always learning every single day. Or we're constantly reminding ourselves of the things that, you know, we're slowly forgetting because of things just going on or because of life itself. But other than that, I was so happy to speak on my podcast today. Thank you so much for listening and you all have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye, guys.